Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. Today we'll be hearing all about the 8th annual Backdoor Kitchen Tour put on by residents of Old Wilmington. Paul Lawler is here. He's the president of Row. Alicia Ross is a member of Row, and she's also a tour participant. Thank you both for coming.
Thank you.
Let's talk first of all about Residents of Old Wilmington, what it is and what it does.
Sure. Row is it's 40 years old. We just had our 40th anniversary last year. But it's the neighborhood group for the historic district in Wilmington. And it's a way for members, neighbors to get to know each other, participate, and do things to make Wilmington better.
Do you have regular meetings and regular events?
We meet monthly, except for the summer. We have a meeting next week, and the head of the local film commission is going to be joining us that evening. So we have regular meetings, we have the tour every year, and just a host of other things like that, you know, social get-togethers.
Yeah, that's great. There are 9 homes and kitchens in the historic district that will be on the tour. It's coming up next Saturday, October 12th, from 10 to 5. It's a self-guided walking tour. Then the trolley is available for free as well. Let's talk about how the homes are chosen, and then we'll talk about some of the homes and their distinctive features.
My home was chosen basically because it's a new house in the historic district, not just a new kitchen. A lot of people move in and will remodel, but we actually built a new house. And so they asked me when I was still under construction, and I said, as long as it's finished, I'd be glad to participate in the tour. I had heard about the tour and just was thrilled to be able to be asked. Other people have participated perhaps, but they've changed a little bit in their kitchen. The neat thing about, I think, the tour every year is that it's such a wide spectrum of homes and houses, and what people have done in the historic homes or in new homes such as mine. We have everything from people such as myself. I live with my mother, who's in her 70s, and I use my kitchen as a photography studio, a recipe development kitchen, as well as just my personal kitchen. I'm a food journalist by trade, so I do all of that in my kitchen, as well as I have a TV segment on WWAY every Monday, so they come in and film in my kitchen now. And then we have other participants whose homes are on the tour, and it's their family kitchen. They have young children. There's one family whose kitchen opens from the kitchen into their beautiful backyard, so it brings the outdoors in and the kitchen outdoors. So you get to see such a beautiful variety of what's possible in a kitchen.
Now, is your home, you said it's brand new, is it contemporary or is it in a historic style?
Oh, absolutely historic style. We went through all of the proper channels to have it built, and the HPC, the Historic Preservation Committee, put their stamp of approval on everything. We didn't even break ground until we had that stamp of approval, but we were really excited for that. We didn't see it as a restriction. We saw it as a welcoming sign that this empty lot that had been empty since the 60s would be filled in with a house again, which is what it originally was. It's a neighborhood. It's supposed to have houses and not blank spaces. And we wanted to fit in, but not be loud about it. We wanted to be kind of quiet and let the history really just kind of be the one who speaks louder. So,
Alicia, where is your home and when was it built?
It was built this year, 2013. It was completed at the end of August, and it's at the corner of Front and Church Street on South Front Street. The last time that there had been a house there was back in the 60s, and then it went to parking lot status, to empty lot status, and maybe back to a parking lot. But it's a double lot on the corner, and we were so fortunate to find it and for it to be open for building. So we feel really, really good about it. My mom, I wanted a historic house. We were living in historic downtown Wilmington for sure. I wanted a historic house and to redo it, but my mom said, I'm old. I don't want to live in an old house. So we built a new house that looks old and feels old, but it's new. So that worked for us.
That sounds great. There are some other homes on the tour, of course, 9 altogether. One of those is actually not a home. It's the Brooks Building at 18 South Water Street, and Suite 10 will be on the tour. What is there?
Well, there's 2 particular features about that unit that I like. One, if you look out the window, you see the river there. And, of course, we're all familiar with the idea of the forever pools, the pools that just look like they go forever. From Bill's kitchen, it looks like the river just goes forever. So it's a wonderful view. But then much of the cabinetry in the kitchen is made out of river wood, which is beautiful. And you hear so much about the river wood around Wilmington. But here you can see it being used in a nice setting. So I think that's going to be a real attraction for a lot of people, particularly those who like wood.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Paul Lawler, who's the president of Residents of Old Wilmington, or ROW, Alicia Ross, a member of ROW, and a tour participant, her home at the corner of Front and Church.
Correct, Church
right.
Street.
Great. Now let's talk about some of the other homes. We've mentioned yours, and there are others. Just a few distinctive features or interesting aspects.
Yeah, I think the point that Alicia made a few minutes ago about the variety of homes and the variety of kitchens is really key this year, because we have, I mean, her home, one of the things that's so nice about her home is she has the kitchen much more central in the house than most people. If you have a party, where does everybody end up? Well, she just sort of, you know, she went with that. And that's pretty cool, particularly if you're building a new home, to see that. She mentioned we have a couple of homes that do a wonderful job of bringing in their backyard so the outdoors comes in. There's a house on, the Meckling's house on North 6th, has beautiful French doors and a porch, and then that really brings the backyard into the house. We have a couple like that. But we also have some homes with young parents with young children. And so it's nice to see, you know, if you're a young parent, you're getting ideas for how to organize your kitchen. They have some great ideas there that I think folks will find very, very interesting.
Now, it is only a kitchen tour. You're not Yes. going through the whole house. You're just coming in the kitchen. And are the residents there to talk about their kitchens and give people a bit of
we'll
a chat?
Have, we have docents at all the homes. Okay. Many of the homeowners will actually be on the tour seeing each other's kitchens. But we have.
I'm very excited about that to get to go in everyone else's kitchen. That's half the fun. Yeah.
So we have docents, though, who will greet you and point out some nice features about the home and or about the kitchen and take questions. It always works out very well.
Great. Now, the homes are all within an easy walking distance of each other. But if someone needs a ride, the trolley is available for free, right?
Actually, we're a little bit more spread out this year than in the past, because in the past we've just been south of Market. This year we're also north of Market.
Oh, I see that.
So we'll have a trolley. We have two trolleys, actually, that'll be running all day to take you from home to home. You can walk, you can ride. And then also the ticket has some coupons in it for some discounts downtown. So if you want to tour for a while and then maybe stop at the George for a cup of soup or a Fortunate Glass and have a little nibble and beverage, we have little coupons in there to make it a very nice day.
How are the homes chosen? Do people that are in ROW volunteer their homes, or do you request certain folks to participate?
We talk about homes, we speculate about homes, we theorize about homes, and we try to come up with some that we think will be interesting, that people know they've done something. Of course, Alicia's building a new home, so it was very easy to see there was some change going on at that space. And then we ask and we see who wants to do it, and some people said yes, and some will be next year. And I've got a list of those folks,
there
so we're ahead of the game there.
We'll talk about the ticket price and where to get them in just a moment, but talk about where the money goes to once folks buy tickets for this. How does ROW use the money?
I think that's probably the best part about it for me. The money goes back into downtown Wilmington and just makes downtown Wilmington not only wonderful for us as residents of Old Wilmington, but for the many, many thousands of people who come and visit this beautiful part of our city. It's our neighborhood association, if you will, but we want to open up our neighborhood to everyone to come see how beautiful and wonderful downtown is. And you probably have already seen some of the where the proceeds have gone. If you've seen that beautiful Venice flytrap sculpture that's called Southern Hospitality, I love it. It was on my Christmas card the first year when I moved here. That was paid for by the proceeds of the tour. And then we've done some improvements at Hannah Block Center, a dance floor.
Oh, yes.
So all of those, the money goes back into making it more wonderful for all of us, not just us as residents, but for everyone who comes to visit downtown.
That's wonderful. Tickets are $25 for adults, $15 for under 12. Babes in Arms get to be taken through free. Tickets are available at this website, rowilmington.com.
Org.
.org.
Yes. Exactly.
Thank you. rowilmington.org. And on the day of the tour, next Saturday, October 12th, you can go to the Bellamy Mansion and get your tickets there. There are tickets available all over town. I would send you to the website again, rowilmington.org, to see where all those tickets are if you don't want to buy them online. Many, many businesses in the area are offering the tickets. And there is also an art raffle. We just have a minute left. Can you briefly mention that?
Sure. Every year we feature one home the back door at some home. And this year it's the Mason's home on South Front. And Kathleen McLeod did a lovely drawing of that. You see it on all of our literature, and we'll have a raffle there. You can see it there. And all those proceeds, again, go to downtown projects.
Great. Thank you so much, Paul Lawler and Alicia Ross,
Thank
for coming
you.
In telling us
Thank
all
you.
About the 8th Annual Backdoor Kitchen Tour. This is WHQR.